Blog Talk Radio.
Raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building them castles in the sky. Just the two.
Austin Dillon, driver of the Dow Chevrolet, and you're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain.
Live from Talladega, Alabama, you're in the Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain and Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network. Big thanks to Wes Pope and Top Trails, Talladega's premier outdoor off-road adventure park. If you haven't been there, you're missing a great time. Load up your dirt bike, ATV, or side-by-side and head to Talladega. With nearly 3,000 acres and more than 100 miles of trails, they have all kinds of terrain for whatever riding you like, from steep, rocky hill climbs to some of the deepest mud holes you've ever seen. More information, look them up at www.toptrails.net, like them on Facebook at Top Trails Outdoor Park, or call 256-649-0245. Top Trails Outdoor Park, get your mud on. Hi, that intro song was for Mr. Jeff Gordon and Mr. Brad Keselowski, just the two of us. Why can't we just get along? At this time, I want to bring on my good friend, Reverend Joe from Riverside, California. Let's get everything started with an invocation. Reverend Joe, how you doing tonight, my friend?
All right, Tim. I see you're in a comical mood. Now you want to go and pick a fight with those guys. I don't know about you. Don't watch that stuff.
I know.
That was definitely interesting.
Yes, sir, it was. And we have some breaking news later. They finally come out with the penalties, NASCAR, and Robin Pemberton and my good friend Kerry Tharp. They finally come out with the penalties and everything, and we're going to talk about that. But you got the floor, my friend. Have at it.
All right. Lord, we come before you tonight, and we thank you so much for this day and for the fact that we live in a country where we have the freedom to be able to do the things we love, to be able to speak of the God we love, and to be able to enjoy racing and all the other things that we love to do. So, Lord, we come before you tonight, and we ask your blessings upon all of us, upon this show, upon all the people involved, and upon all the racers this week and every week. Please watch over them all, watch over our soldiers, watch over all those involved, and watch over, most importantly, the families of the soldiers who sit home and wait for them. So be with us all, and we thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, to give us the freedom to come to heaven. And we thank you for all that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Great invocation again. You got the floor, bud, to throw out what all you've got going on with all your stuff out there on the West Coast. Go ahead, bud.
Well, we're heading off to Phoenix on Thursday. We've got enough money to get there, and depending on the Lord to get us back home. But we'll be going out there and visiting with everybody and get you some pictures and some other good stuff. Visit with all our friends there, and then we've got some things coming up here on the West Coast as usual. We have auto races on the weekend of Thanksgiving, and we'll be covering that. And also, maybe, if we can, go do a little racing ourselves. But, you know, Sunday I turned on a flight, and an auto race broke out, And I guess you've got more facts about that than I have, because I haven't seen what they did yet. So anyhow, God bless you guys, and have a great, great week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, too, Reverend Joe. And be careful going out to Phoenix, and can't wait to see your pictures, bud. Y'all be safe.
All righty. We'll be talking to you. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. Thanks, bud. That was our good friend, Reverend Joe, our reverend for that. And at this time, which I know Stephen Wilson has the night off, but he has popped in. And, Tony, if you can, hold on there for a little bit. Stephen wants to come in. We want to talk about some breaking news out of NASCAR that hit the press, I'm going to say, roughly a couple of hours ago. But at this time, I want to bring my good friend, Stephen Wilson, CEO of Speedway Digest. Stephen, I know we'll give you the night off, but you wanted to come in and talk about some of this stuff that just come down a couple hours ago from NASCAR, Robin Pemberton, and my good friend Kerry Tharp. How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I'm just sitting around here watching a little bit of this election coverage tonight. So this is going to be, I guess that's going to be a little bit interesting to watch. We'll watch what goes on. But otherwise, not a whole lot. Same old, new day. Same old stuff is always going on. A lot of news coming out of NASCAR as usual.
Yeah, I know it. And, you know, me and you have talked earlier. I mean, you know, we got everything else coming out. We had the I want to say this before we get to the big thing, because this big thing is probably going to take up the whole show. And Tony B's agreed to come on because he knows you got short time. You know, you had Elliott Sadler announcing he's moving over to Roush Fenway next year. And then you had Joe Gibbs winning his 100th race in the NASCAR Nationwide Series. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about, but at this time, I know we want to talk about this. And if you will, Stephen, give me just a minute, and I'll read this off, and then me and you can comment on it. We can ask callers to call in. Call in numbers 215-383-3681 and to get your take on this. But this come out of NASCAR. NASCAR penalizes crew members and crew chiefs from the number 5 and number 24 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series team. Excuse me. Daytona Beach, Florida, November 4th, 2014. It's going to take a little bit to read off because there's a lot of penalties handed down. NASCAR has assessed penalties to crew members from the number 5 and number 24 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series teams for their involvement in the post-race incidents on November 2nd at Texas Motor Speedway. In addition, the crew chiefs from those two teams also have been penalized. Jeremy Fuller, a crew member with the number 5 team, along with Dwayne Dowsett and Jason Engel, crew members with the number 24 team, each have been fined $25,000 and suspended from NASCAR through the completion of the next 6 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship points races. All 3 were found to be in violation of, and to go back and talk about the 6 races, yes, everybody, that will go into next year. They were found to be in violation of Section 12-1, actions detrimental to stock car racing, 12-4-9, behavior penalty involved in a post-race physical altercation with a driver on pit road. Dean Mozingo, a crew member with the number 24 team, has been fined $10,000 and suspended from NASCAR through the completion of the next 3 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship points races. He was found to be in violation of the same section, Section 12-1, Section 12-4-9. Then we come on down to Kenny Francis, crew chief of the number 5 team, and Alan Gustafson, crew chief of the number 24 team, have each been fined $50,000 and placed on NASCAR probation to the completion of the next 6 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship points races. They were found to be in violation of Section 9-4-8. Crew chief assumes responsibility for the actions of his team members. Also, Section 12-1, actions detrimental, Section 12-4.9, behavior penalty. And at the bottom here, this is NASCAR statement. While the intensity and emotions are high as we continue through the final rounds of the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup, the actions that we saw from several crew members Sunday following the race at Texas are unacceptable, said Robin Pemberton, NASCAR Senior Vice President, Competition and Racing Development. We reviewed the content that was available to us of the post-race incident along pit road. and identified several crew members who crossed the line with their actions, specifically punching others. That's where you come up, Stephen, about the videos. They looked at a lot of videos. We therefore have penalized four crew members as well as their crew chiefs, as they ultimately are responsible for members of the NASCAR rule book. Pemberton continued, a NASCAR championship is at stake, but we can't allow behavior that crosses the line to go unchecked, particularly when it puts others in harm's way. Whew. All right, I'm breathing, Stephen. You got the floor, because I know you have a lot. I know you have a lot to talk about, but I just wanted to read that off that way everybody can hear it, because I know you're very busy and you're not where you could read that off. But you got the floor, my friend.
You know, I know. You know, after the incident there at Texas, Brad Keselowski has fired a lot of people up. This isn't the first on track problem that he's run into over the last couple of weeks. He was involved in something very similar there at Charlotte Motor Speedway, in which he was placed on probation at that point until the end of the year. NASCAR fans, take a look at, I've read a lot of social media, I've looked at a lot of responses from the various articles and things like that have been posted, and they were all, a lot of them are very much of the opinion to suspend Brad Keselowski. My only thought to that is that Brad Keselowski did nothing more than what his job is to do each and every weekend. That's what the job of 43 drivers that go out on that track is, to go out there and win, put themselves in a position that may or may not put them in that position. Yes, they may go out there and wreck somebody else, may put somebody else in a position where they may not win, but he did his job. After the event, Gordon did park his car, got out the car. There was a little bit of, hollering and discussion going on. Brad Keselowski, through every right of his own, was trying to stay out of it because he is on probation. He cannot afford to be put into another situation where he could potentially be knocked out of this chase completely by a points loss. And you can't blame Brad for not getting into it. It wasn't until Kevin Harvick came up and pushed him in which I therefore can't really blame Jeff Gordon and his crew for the melee, because of the fact that those guys, it looked like cooler heads were eventually going to prevail in this, until Kevin Harvick did come up there, push him into Brad Keselowski into the mix, and then the melee ensued with three or four teams out there that got in on this. So you really can't say that, it was Brad Keselowski's fault, it was Jeff Gordon's fault, any of the crew members' fault. You know, they were all out there. The intensity of this chase is obviously, you're seeing the pressure. The pressure is building. These guys are right there on that edge where they may not move on, especially Kevin Harvick and Brad Keselowski, who are at the bottom of the points at this particular point with one race left before we go into the championship race, which we're going to cut those bottom four off, and there's only going to be four racing there at Homestead, Miami. So you really can't blame anybody. I know a lot of people have their own favorite drivers who they like, who they dislike, but in retrospect, Brad Keselowski, Jeff Gordon, all those guys are going out there doing their job, and to take that away from them is unsportsmanlike. You can't down any of these guys for doing what they are paid to go and do 36 weekends a year. And that's to win the race and win that championship. And I think NASCAR has sort of agreed with that. They did come out. I'm sure that they could have penalized points for Jeff Gordon's team, Kevin Harvick's team, Casey Kane's team, Brad Keselowski's team, and they did not. I think that shows you that the chase is working with this new format. And I know we talked about it earlier this year. We're going to wait and see and how it all played out. But we can see that this new chase format is working. It is creating excitement not only on the track, but off the track, and by NASCAR fans out there that are very passionate about their driver and who's going to move on and who isn't going to move on. And NASCAR showed that by they did not want to diminish or dilute the chase this year or going into the championship for the season ending finale there at Homestead by taking points away. They want to see what happens on the racetrack. They want to see what happens off the racetrack. And I think that they've found that balance where, you know, obviously you can't go and cold cock somebody, you know, just out of, you know, basically giggles or just because you get mad. A little bit of pushing, a little bit of shoving, a little bit of yelling and screaming at one another. That seems to be their fine line of boys have at it. But they want to also protect that position where they don't need anybody picking up a jack handle and jacking somebody up and getting somebody seriously injured. And this is kind of NASCAR's way of reeling them back in just a little bit to show that they're willing to let these guys have at it a little bit, but just don't let it get too far.
Right, and I would definitely agree, Stephen. I mean, talking about what you just said, NASCAR had to do something. Robin Pemberton, Kerry Tharpe, they had to do something because there was punches thrown. And, you know, which I read off the sections in the rule book. It's there. And you hit on a very good point. I'm glad NASCAR did not take any points away from any other drivers. I mean, you know, you can hit them in the pocketbook all you want. I mean, that's just pocket change for them. But for them, like you said, they're seeing where this chase is going to. The fans are loving it. Like I said earlier, we were at Talladega Super Speedway. I've seen more fans there than I've seen in a long time. Me and you and Anne-Marie and Suzanne were at Martinville. Almost sold out, very close. And I think it's a big tribute to this new chase scenario. And like I said again, I'll say it again. I think NASCAR seen they had to do something. So what they did with them penalties that they sent down from Robin Pemberton and Kerry Tharpe, they didn't hit them on the points, which that leaves this new chase format going into Phoenix, which it's damn if you do, damn if you don't when you leave Phoenix. I mean, it's going to be very interesting out there, I think. But what do you think?
Oh, I think this just puts a little bit more pressure on these guys. At this point, we've had two non-chasers win events in the eliminator round, which means three people are going to get in on points. The point structure right now within the top eight are so close together that, you know, you take somebody like Kevin Harvick and Brad Keselowski that are obviously at the bottom. They're not out of it by any means. If something were to happen with somebody like, say, Joey Logano or Denny Hamlin or somebody like that, that could potentially knock those two out and put Kevin Harvick or Brad Keselowski in, and that's without a win in the eliminator round. So, you know, Phoenix has already said earlier this week they are sold out. There's not a seat to be had in the place. They do have some stuff up around Snake Hill, but they always have that available. But, you know, you're looking at a chase this year that has obviously done everything that it was hyped and promoted and marketed to be. And I know, as I stated, and even you have stated earlier this year, we're just going to sit back, we're going to wait, we're going to see what happens. And I think NASCAR really did a good job with it. They have shown the pressure that and the intensity that this new chase format has, in which we are seeing it on the track. We're seeing it with more fans tuning in to the races. Texas Motor Speedway also earlier today announced that the Cup race increased in viewership since year over year. So we're seeing the fans even listening in, tuning in, getting involved in what's going on social media. I was taking a look at some of the graphs that NASCAR had put out from their social media engagement center that they track all the social media engagement for NASCAR and the drivers and the sponsors and things like that. And throughout the chase, it has been going up and up and up. And as you see with these on-track incidents and these off-track incidents, the engagement from the fans is also going up. So it's doing everything that NASCAR hoped and prayed that it would. And I think we're going to come down to a good race there at Homestead Miami Speedway. And, you know, at this point, I don't know who the four are going to be leaving out of Phoenix because anything could happen at this point.
You got that right, bud. And let me read this off before I get forget, Stephen, and I've got the points right here that we can talk about after after the 10th annual AAA Texas 500 Texas Motor Speedway. But at the bottom of the hour here, in about 5 minutes, we have the driver of the number 84 Chevrolet in the NASCAR Nationwide Series for Billy Boat Racing, Mr. Chad Boat. And then coming up at the top of the hour, we have driver of the number 52 Chevrolet in the NASCAR Nationwide Series for Jimmy Means Racing, Mr. Joey Gase. You know, like you said, we got NASCAR Nationwide Series drivers night. But here, you were talking about the points, Stephen. Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin are tied at first and second. And then you've got Ryan Newman, which has not won a race yet. That's another thing we could talk about for hours and hours. He's two out. Jeff Gordon sitting in the hot seat at 12 out. And then fifth is Matt Kenseth, 13th. Tied with Carl Edwards, a 13 out. Brad Keselowski, 17th. Kevin Harvick, 18th. With everything that went down at Texas Motor Speedway, it tightened everything back up. And like you said, it's going to be something, Stephen. But I mean, we don't know what to predict. I'm ready to just turn cartwheels because I can't wait for Phoenix.
You and me both, and I think all the NASCAR fans out there. I'll make these last two statements. First statement actually came out of Hendrick Motorsports just a little while ago. Rick Hendrick is obviously seeing the pressure. He alluded to that in his statement about the penalties, and he also made the statement that there would be no more sanctions by Hendrick Motorsports to any of the crew guys that were involved in this and that were penalized, as well as Hendrick Motorsports is not going to fight these penalties. They're going to go with the penalties. They're going to abide by the penalties, and they're not going to try to appeal them. But I will say this, is that, you know, these guys going to Phoenix next week with the tight points race that they're in, no matter who you are in that top eight, four of them are going to get dropped off. We're going to have four drivers at Homestead Miami. They're going to contend for that championship. There's a lot of drivers right now irritated with one another. And all I got to say at this point is you better hope that all the drivers that are irritated with one another leave out of there with a shot at Homestead Miami, because if they're not, and there's a driver out there that is not in, and they're irritated with the driver that is in, they're going to make for a hard night at Homestead Miami here in about 2 weeks.
You got that right again, bud. Myself and a bunch of people at work were talking about that same thing. But, Stephen, thanks again. I know you had the night off. We've got Chad Boat waiting. Would you like to stay on, or do you need to go, bud?
I'm going to stay on to ask Chad one quick question, and then I will drop out of here.
Okay. All right. But at this time, first, I want to bring Tony. We'll go ahead and bring Chad on. Let's bring Chad Boat, driver of the number 84 Chevrolet in the NASCAR Nationwide Series for Billy Boat Racing. Let's bring him into the pit stop with Tim and Stephen Wilson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Chad, how you doing tonight, bud? You're in the pit stop with Tim and Spunny and Stephen Wilson.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you very much, bud. And I want to hand you over to Stephen Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. He had the night off, but he wanted to come on and talk about some stuff. So I'll let y'all talk for a minute, then I'll get back with you.
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, Chad. Steve Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com. I just had one quick question for you. My time is a little bit limited tonight. I appreciate you coming on. Billy Boat Motorsports, this year, your guys' first year competing in the NASCAR Nationwide Series, as well as just about a month and a half ago, y'all announced that Mason Mendez was coming over there to the Truck Series to run with you guys. How do you feel that by doing this in your first season and bringing Mason in on the Truck Series is better positioning you guys for the 2015 season?
Well, you know, I think obviously when you look at all the top teams, they all are multiple cars, multiple teams, trucks, Nationwide Cup. I don't know that we're, you know, necessarily leaning towards wanting to be a cup team, but I think we want to grow our nationwide program, and the best way to do that is to grow as an organization. So bringing Mason on allowed us to bring on more people, you know, better people, and to help grow the organization as, you know, not only help Mason run better, but also to help the nationwide program.
Oh, cool. Well, like I said, Chad, my time's a little bit limited. I appreciate you coming on tonight. I'm going to hand you back over to Tim, and I'll be listening in. Thanks a lot, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Stephen. Don't take care of your business because we give you the night off. Anyway, Chad, thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show. I know, you know, like Stephen said, you raced a limited NASCAR Nationwide Series schedule this year. Do you have any bigger plans next year as far as going full-time and nationwide? Well, which would be the Xfinity Series next year?
You know, obviously my ideal plan would be to run the full Xfinity Series next year. We don't have any set plans on what I'm going to do. I know we're going to go to Phoenix this weekend, and obviously that will be our last race of the year. We're not going to run Homestead. So we're looking to finish 2014 on a strong note out in Phoenix this weekend. We're excited to have Vector Vodka Partners come on board, a local Phoenix company. So we're excited about having them on board this weekend. We're just looking to finish 2014 strong. And then, in the next couple of weeks, we'll announce our plans. But obviously, you know, full-time is what we'd like to do. I just don't know that that's quite in the cards with the sponsorship and the partnerships that we've developed so far for next year. But obviously, we're always looking for more funding and to go full-time.
Okay. And I have a couple questions, but I got a good friend of mine that does a show at the top of the hour, Tony Bajinski, former Indy 500 championship crew member. I'd like to bring him on at the time right now. I'll have met, but I want to bring Tony B on right now.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Good evening, Tony B, and thank you for agreeing to come on a little bit early because Stephen Wilson's trying to get a few things tied up. How you doing, boy?
Anything for you guys. I was kind of busy, and I was really moving fast to get to you, and so far I've decided there's only one thing faster than me, and that's Kevin Harvick pushing Mr. Ed into that fighting ring. But, you know, that's okay. You know, you have a boat on the radio program tonight. I have gone way back with racing and motorsports, and I'm just really glad to be here. I never won the Indianapolis 500 with Billy Boat, but I did with Dario Franchitti, and I'm going to tell you, Chad Boat, what's the relationship between you and Billy Boat? Is that your father?
Yeah, Billy Boat, he is my father. That is correct.
Well, I come from way back, and I remember him, and, you know, I'm a big USAC guy. I also won the Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona, and just, you know, do everything with racing, and it's really good to have a guy that knows how to race on the program tonight, and I'd love to hear what you got to say.
You know, first off, thanks for having me on. You know, 2014 has just been about a year of, you know, for me gaining experience. Obviously, moving up from the ARCA Series into Nationwide was quite a big step. And then to do it with our own team was an even bigger step. So we've also been, as much as I've been learning, the team's been learning. And we've had our ups and downs. But, you know, we're just looking at closing out the season strong this weekend at Phoenix and building towards 2015.
Absolutely. You're working for 2015 to try to be back in the Nationwide Series?
Yeah, that is, you know, that's our goal, is to run full-time 2015 in the Xfinity Series. We're looking to, you know, put partnerships together that will allow us to do that. You know, our focus will be to do, we'll do whatever we can do right. You know, we're not going to overextend ourselves. We're lacking, you know, we're not buying all the tires every weekend or something like that. So we'll, you know, we'll do for races that we have the funding to do right. And, you know, we'll do them to our best of ability and give it our best shot.
Fantastic. And What kind of funding are you looking for a 2015 season with the Nationwide Series?
You know, I don't know that exact figure. That's not what they pay me to do. You know, I think the great thing about our team is we're small enough where we can bring any kind of partnership on, whether it's, you know, just a, you know, a couple $1,000s or, you know, it's a big sponsor like you would see in the Cup Series. So that's the great thing about our little team. Nothing's too small and nothing's really, you know, nothing's too big. So, you know, that's the great thing about our team is we have the flexibility to work with each individual partner on a specific deal.
Well, that's great to know. What do you think about that, Tim?
Yeah, I didn't get the pleasure of meeting Chad at Talladega, but I got some really cool up close pictures. He probably seen me hanging out there on pit road taking pictures to burn to a disc to give to Talladega Super Speedway. But I know he probably wouldn't pay no attention because I know he's dead serious, just like a race car driver is. But yeah, Chad, is there any thing coming up, which I hate to keep asking because I know you're trying to get the Xfinity stuff going next year. Has anything been tossed around about maybe running a cup race here or there?
You know, it's been tossed around. I think right now my goal this year was to focus on the Nationwide Series. And, you know, I want to be running better in that before I think I make that step up because that's another big, big step up. Those guys are the best in the world. They go out there every week and drive those cup cars. So I think I need to be well prepared and running better in the Nationwide Series before I make that step. I think it's something down the road we'd like to do, or, you know, definitely I would like to do. But, you know, I just need to, you know, concentrate on Nationwide right now and get running better in that.
That's right. I understand, Chad. And if you got a few minutes, did you see the penalties handed down by NASCAR to the number 5 and number 24 teams?
I did. I'm glad I'm not one of those crew members.
I wanted to ask you that. Well, and, you know, there's been a lot of talk. You know, we had Stephen Wilson on earlier. A lot of my good friends, as soon as that stuff hit NASCARmedia.com, I started getting all kind of emails and texts, and I said, look, I'm not going to comment on it right now. I commented on the show. Chad, do you think that was – I think it was a good penalty. I mean, you know, with the new chase format that NASCAR has going on, they didn't take any points away from the drivers. They sort of let them have at it, which they hit their pocketbooks a little bit, which that's pocket change to some of them, you know that. But Carl, Robin Pemberton, and Kerry Tharp done the right thing, but
yeah, no, I definitely think they got it right because they gave the, you know, they let the drivers as a driver, you want to be able to express how you're feeling. You know, I'm not going to say who was in the right or who was in the wrong, but the drivers were able to express how they felt about it, and then. You know, and they're able to go settle it on the track this week, whether that's racing hard or whether that's going to take each other out. I don't know. It'll be, you know, definitely be an exciting race Sunday. But we'll be, you know, everyone will be tuning in to see how it all unfolds.
Oh, well, I'm sure that we'll. I can't wait, Chad. But since which I know we don't want to discuss the situation happening on the track because you can't, I can't, in the position we're in. But I want to let Tony B have one more question, and then I'll let him hand you back to me and let you thank some sponsors and stuff because I know you got a busy schedule going on.
Sounds good.
Chad, before you got into the Nationwide Series, now I know your dad ran a lot of USAC and what have not. What kind of background do you have?
You know, I started racing when I was 5. You know, go-karts, quarter midgets, that kind of thing. Well, you know, a lot of drivers get their starts in that. And then I went open wheel route. I ran USAC Sprint Car Midget for 2 years. Right when I turned 16, you know, was able to win a couple races, which was cool in the dirt sprint car. And then we swapped over and started running some Canaan East and West races. And then ARCA last year, or the last 2 years, ran a partial ARCA schedule, and then the partial Nationwide schedule this year. So I've ran quite a few cars in what I feel is a short amount of time. You know, always. Trying to keep myself challenged in different kind of vehicles, on different kind of surfaces, different horsepower to weight ratios, just trying to get always a better feel for the car as I progress in my career.
Yeah, and I really I knew that you had been in USAC sprints and midgets and whatnot, I wanted that to go out to our listeners at home. And, you know, you are one of my deep down favorite types that came from the bottom to the top and got many fans with you. Your dad was a very good veteran. And, you know, it's just amazing what you've done. And I look forward to what you have to come. And a guy like me may be out there to help you one day. And I can tell you that for sure. And so can Tim and Suzanne to Spain. And I'll give you back to Tim. But I'm looking for guys like you to help along the way that's come from the bottom and worked their way to the top. God bless you.
Cool. Well, I appreciate the support and look forward to working with you down in the future.
Amen.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, Ted, I know you're on a limited schedule, and thanks for coming on the show again. We give everybody that calls in. We've had ARCA drivers, Cup drivers, Nationwide Series. We give everybody a chance to thank their sponsors and everything. So you got the floor, bud.
All right. Yeah. You know, definitely wouldn't be able to do it without all of our great partners at Billy Boat Motorsports, but CorvetteParts.net and Front Row Tailgating have been on the car all year. And obviously, like I mentioned earlier, we're bringing Vector Nautica Partners on for Phoenix and hopefully to grow that partnership for 2015. Always looking for more sponsorship, but, you know, Chevy, Safety Clean, all those people that have supported us this year, definitely couldn't do without them.
Sounds good. And can everybody follow you on Facebook and Twitter also, Chad?
Yep. Yeah, no, definitely everyone needs to give me a follow. It's just at Chad Boat. 8 letters, pretty easy one. Everyone give me a follow. We're always giving stuff away, giving away pit passes and grandstand tickets. So give me a follow, and maybe you'll be able to win something.
Chad, thank you very much again for taking time out of your busy schedule coming on with us, and good luck this weekend at Phoenix. And I think my next race is going to be Richmond next year. So if you're in Richmond, I'll see you in Richmond. If not, I'll see you the following week in Talladega.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Take care, bud.
Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Chad Boat. Tony B, I know you've had some dealings with his dad, Billy Boat, correct?
That's a fact. And he has a long line of racing there, and that's very, very good to hear. Many people may not remember Billy Boat, but I'll not soon forget him.
I remember him, Tony, and I know he sat on the pole at the Indianapolis 500, but I can't remember what year, and I don't want to put you on the spot to remember. Do you have any idea?
No, but I'll tell you what. Anytime AJ Foyt takes a liking to you, you got some talent.
You got that right. You got that right. Hey, somebody's done popped up. My good friend, Rowdy Maglite, I met at Talladega Super Speedway. Let's bring Rowdy in on here just a second, because at the top of the hour we've got driver number 52 Chevrolet in the NASCAR Nationwide Series for Jimmy Means Racing, Mr. Joey Gase, coming up. We got about 15. Let's bring my good friend Rowdy on. Come on.
Let's get ready to rumble!
How you doing tonight, Rowdy? I missed you, son.
Hey, I'm live here in Carbon Hill, just letting that light shine tonight.
I heard that, Rowdy. Rowdy, you're in. Stephen Wilson had some stuff going on tonight. He had some loose ends he had tied up. So, Tony B, my good friend from Indianapolis, championship crew member on Dario Friend Kenny's car. He's got an Indy 500 ring. He also has a 24 Hours of Daytona ring. But, Rowdy, I don't know if you know Tony B, but Tony B, this gentleman right here, he knows anything you want to know about racing.
Well, anybody that call Rowdy can't be bad.
Well, it's a lifestyle that's hard to keep up with, but I love every minute of it.
Well, I appreciate that. And believe it or not, before I got on the radio this evening, Rowdy Maglite came across my Facebook page commenting on a friend of mine, Robbie Wells. And I wonder if I ever get to meet that guy. And said he was a friend of Tim Despain's, and welcome to the Pit Stop Radio Show.
Well, I had just got through telling Suzanne that I was going to do a little fundraiser get-together with Robbie in my hometown this Sunday, but I was diagnosed with strep throat, which has got me laying down close to the house this week. So I had to call Robbie yesterday and kind of say, Robbie, listen, there's no way I can put this together this week. So we're going to work on something, and when I do, I told Suzanne, Tim, y'all need to come down and be part of it, because hopefully we're going to, you know, it's going to be a pretty good little thing here. But I've got to heal up here. I've got to get healed, and I've got my shots, and I feel a little bit better today. But
good. God bless
being
you.
Part of Rowdy, I hadn't got no rings yet, but I'm working towards it.
Well, I've got a couple, and they're hard to get, but it speaks for my background and what I'm about to do.
Well, I got to put on Dale Senior's ring that he won at Daytona one time for about 15 seconds, and it was an awesome feeling just to have it and put it on for just a minute.
I would let you too, but you'd have to have Tim's permission. I'm going to let Tim wear my rings.
That's all good.
That's good. Well, Rowdy, what do you think about the penalties NASCAR and Robin Pemberton and Mr. Kerry Tharp threw down here just a few hours ago to the number 5 team and 24 teams? Have you seen that, or did you hear me read it off earlier?
No, Tim, honestly, I just had got back from the doctor's office, and I didn't get to hear it, but I'm going to listen to your archives. But I truly believe that if Harvick shouldn't have pushed Brad, and second of all, number one, a crew member should stay out of the pushing and shoving and slinging. You know, it's just let these drivers drive. We're finally getting some excitement back in here. And then the crew members, you know, the crews won't jump in there.
Yeah.
So hopefully
they
come down harder on the crews than they did the drivers.
They did. Whenever you get a chance to look, I won't take time to read it because, I mean, it's a big list of stuff, and I was out of breath the time I got done reading it. Took up half the show.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to your archives and listen, see what you got going on about it. I'll listen to it in the morning.
Okay, but yeah, myself and Steven, we've been talking about it since Sunday evening about, you know, what happened at Texas Motor Speedway, how Brad Keselowski. I don't want to get in there. I don't want to take sides. I don't think anybody did anything. Brad Keselowski is running for the win. He seen the hole. He drove it in there. He got to the quarter panel. The hole closed up. Jeff Gordon come down on him. I don't know if the spotter didn't tell him or what, but Brad Keselowski's racing for the win.
Brad looked like
Jeff
everything
Gordon
was Brad.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
Brad
and
did looked straight in line. Brad never weebled one way. He shot in the hole, and Gordon went down. I mean, Gordon, surely he's watched the replay and knows that he was wrong.
I have watched the replays time and time again. I have a background with the American Speed Association as an official. And let me tell you, Brad didn't do any bad in there. And, you know, I'm not the biggest Keselowski fan there is. But Gordon moved down on him. And quite frankly, had Harvick not pushed Brad into that ring, we wouldn't have had the fight we had. So that's the things that I'd like to point out. I'm not taking sides, but I saw no terrible wrong by Brad Keselowski. He's running a race, and that's what I want him to do. But he did not need to get shoved into a fight that caused a lot of people a lot of money. We lost a lot of good people. And in my opinion, they should be looking at Harvick at what he created. Yeah, there was a circle there, but there wasn't nobody hitting nothing. And you can have her now.
Exactly exactly right. Brad knows he was under probation, and he had to be right. And Brad had done kind of cleared his way away from the trouble, and Harvick come in and pushed him right into the center of the ring again. I just don't like it when the crew members get into it. They're not driving. They're changing tires and trying to patch the car up when the drivers tear them up. They shouldn't be involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, Rowdy. But I was listening to SiriusXM NASCAR Channel 9 this morning on my way to work, and Stevie LaTarte was on with Pete Pistone and all that, and they were talking about it's sort of like a driver and its crew. They all bond together as a team, and you know, just like you know Stevie said, you know, when something happens, that's their driver. They're going to protect their driver, their man, whether it's a pit crew driver. Yeah, yeah. And you know, we can, you know, Rattle, we could talk about it all night, but you know, I don't want to take sides neither, just like Tony said and like you said. But they're racing for a championship, and this new NASCAR format.
I like the excitement they brought back. Finally, we've got something to talk about again.
Yes, sir. Amen, Rowdy. And you know, we were talking earlier with Chad Boat. Chad was on, and you know, the NASCAR Nationwide Series driver, and he said he can't wait till this weekend at Phoenix. I mean, you know, it's just like sitting on the edge of the chair. I mean, you know, let them go. I mean, this is like you said, Rowdy. It's coming back to back in the day. Well, a lot of people don't like this new format. They say, well, if you win four or five races and then you don't win a race or don't – I said it's about consistency and winning. Well, that's not fair. Well, why not? Well, you take back in the day, Dale Earnhardt Sr. would clinch the point championship 3 weeks before you go to the final race, which back then was Atlanta, used to be. Now it's Miami Homestead.
Right.
NASCAR's putting it where when you go to Miami Homestead – you're going to see four battles for the championship. And if that's the way they want to do it, which, you know, stuff happens with drivers, you know, incidents, they don't win, like at Talladega, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson had problems, they didn't make it. But, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. I think NASCAR hit the nail on the head, Rowdy. What do you think?
I'm going with you, Tim. I mean, I hate to see Dale eliminated. I hated to see Johnson eliminated, but it has put more excitement back in there. I mean, there sits Carl Edwards could be the sleeper of the whole group. You know, here he's sitting, but he's hanging in there, and there's Denny Hamlin. I mean, we need another
objective
about Jimmy Johnson right now.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's got a great lane going. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Right, and then Rowdy, you take Ryan Newman, has not won a race, could possibly be your next NASCAR Sprint Cup champion, and it has never happened in the 65 years of the sport.
Well,
never winning a race
listen.
And win a championship.
I would feel great if Ryan's a great driver, and I think he's a great person to represent NASCAR and as a Cup champion, which it wouldn't hurt my side. I'm pretty much not a hater on no one. I'm just not a very big Danica Patrick fan because I think there's a few more better drivers, female drivers, that could be filling that seat. She's just got a lot of money behind her. And that's what's taken – I think money has hurt our sport. Like, money has hurt the whole country. Money's hurt
exactly.
The sport. The more money you pour in, the bigger you're going to be it.
Right, and that's just like Danica. You know, I don't dislike nobody, Rowdy. You know, like you're saying, but like Danica, she sells tickets. She does.
You heard the crowd
you know,
when she led those seven laps at Talladega. You could hear them over all the cars.
Right.
I mean, it was almost
and
like when Junior grabs the lead.
Yeah, and she might have had a chance to. Well, I just like it. Martinsville, myself and Suzanne went up to Martinsville the week after, and Stephen Wilson and his wife, Miss Anne Marie, and you talking about, that was my first trip to Martinsville, Rowdy, and you talking about a race, and when Dale Jr. won that, it was like, good Lord, it just exploded.
I bet it made for one rowdy night.
It did. And we was up in the press box, and you could still hear from outside. We was in the press box in the middle of 1 and 2, and I'm gonna tell you right, they wasn't but Clay Campbell and Mike Smith up there at Martinsville. They wasn't but a few thousand people being sold out. I mean, it was jam packed. The campgrounds on the backstretch across from the railroad track. First time it sold out, they said, in a long time. They brought in a crowd. And like you're saying, Rowdy and Tony, this new Chase format is bringing people back. Well, and then again, like Suzanne said, gas prices are down. That helped a lot. But I really seen a lot of people in Martinsville Speedway. And I got to eat my first Martinsville hot dog. Thank you, Stephen Wilson, for buying it. And it was something else.
Suzanne and I was talking about that hot dog. That's the first thing I want when I get to Martinsville. This year I got to go to Richmond, first time to Richmond. And I don't tell you, if you love America, you would love Richmond, because I'm telling you, it's the most patriotic start of a race. It just made you feel good to be an American. And if you've never been to Richmond, you need to go. It's like Homestead. I was at Homestead last year. It's the first time I've been to Homestead. I got to see 3 winners and 3 champions all in 1 weekend. And if you get a chance, you need to go to Richmond, or to Richmond and Homestead, because I tell you, Homestead, the weather was beautiful. I camped in a tent that weekend. The weather was beautiful. And the track is awesome. You just couldn't ask. And the attitude of everybody was great, clean, real nice track. I mean, they've got a lot of things going for them. Right there, conveniently, right off the interstate, like Talladega. But we've got, I mean, honestly, us as the older folks of NASCAR, we've got to keep bringing these young kids into the sport. I mean, this year I was responsible for about 7 new people coming. Each year I try to bring more and more people, first-timers. Because if we don't, I mean, it just killed me to look at Talladega to see those grandstands on the backstretch going. It just because they're never coming back. You won't see them stand again. They're gone.
I know it.
And
it
why
did,
we're,
it did me
we're waving the white flag and trying to surrender. It's the only sport I know that's taking seats out of their venue, and it's not right.
You're right.
It's not
You're
right.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's,
you're right.
Now it's corporate America back there with $30,000 to rent an RV spot for your 30 tickets. I don't
Amen.
Know them people. I don't know them people.
I can't
All
afford
I know
those
people over
$100,000 RV.
Well, you know, I've been to 8 races this year, and I had a lady at Michigan. Michigan, if you've never been to Michigan, and I'm not, I hate to say this, but the president of Talladega, if he'd walked up to my camp, wouldn't have known him. But if the president of Michigan International Speedway, Roger Curtis, walked up, hey, Rowdy, what's going on? I said, Roger, come on in. I mean, Roger works that track. I mean, it's amazing what he does at Michigan. And this is my 4th year. I just ordered my campsite. Well, paid for it Monday for the June race. I get to go once a year, and it's absolutely a wonderful event.
Yeah.
Wonderful
and
event.
And, you know, Right, Rowdy. And, you know, talking about Richmond, flight already booked. Flight's already booked. We will be in Richmond in the spring. And I got to look, and I bet a lot of people don't know, it's going to be a night race in the spring this time. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It is.
Well,
what
I liked about Richmond was, you know, at Talladega, you got that pack, and you hear them zoom, 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 zoom. In about 40 seconds, they come back around. At Richmond, after they wave the green flag, it's continuous car after car. It never lets up. You can't even blink. In between blinks, there's a car passing. And when they throw back the caution, gather them back up, they go back to green. Within a couple laps, they're spread back out again. So in turns 1 and 2, in the infield, is a wonderful place to stand. You really get the feeling of it. But I was telling you a story about Michigan. I had a lady, I got there because I get to help with Wayne Peterson Motorsports. I got there on Thursday. So I got my grab my campsite, and my cousins who live in Michigan, right there in Ferndale, they had never been to a NASCAR race, so I invited them to come to the race. And we're there a day before they, well, we were there about 10 hours before they opened the gates up at Michigan. And they're like, where's the crowd? I said, well, they're outside. We're already, we got the passes to be in here. Just wait. So a lady comes pulling in. We've got our camp all set up. And a lady was helping her husband back in a big old fifth wheel. And she goes, oh, y'all stand in that tent? I said, yes, ma'am. She goes, oh, I feel sorry for y'all. I said, ma'am, how many races did you go to last year? Well, we went here twice. I said, well, ma'am, I went to 9 races this year, and probably 7 of them I camped in a tent. That's how I get to go to so many races. My tickets were free. I come out here on a chicken bone budget. And that's the way I get to go.
I heard that, Rowdy.
I got a nice comfortable bed here at home. I sleep good here at the house, but I can tough it out for 3 nights on the road.
Yes, sir, I know. And there ain't nothing like being at the racetrack. Now, Rowdy, we've got my good friend, driver of the number 52 Chevrolet in the NASCAR Nationwide Series for Jimmy Means Racing, Mr. Joey Gase, waiting. You want to stay on and talk to Joey, or
yes,
do you need to go, bud?
Well, I'd just like to listen to your show if I could. I'll just hang on and listen to the show.
Okay. I'll stick you over in a mute, and we'll bring you back on and let you ask Joey a question here in just a minute.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rowdy. All right, we're going to put Rowdy in mute. At this time, like I said, drive the number 52 Chevrolet NASCAR Nationwide Series for Jimmy Means Racing, my good friend Joey Gase. Let's bring him in.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, how's that,
Tim? How
are
you doing?
I'm doing good.
How
you doing,
brother? Good welcome. I'm doing well.
Well, good, good. And I want to thank you again for taking time out to come on the show. Stephen Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com, he popped on a little bit earlier. You know, me and him do the show, but my good friend Tony B., Indianapolis 500 championship crew member, he's got a ring. He's agreed to come on, and he's right here beside us talking. But
okay.
Joey, I know you want to talk a lot about your nationwide stuff, but if I can, you've run – let me see. You run 3 races in the Cup side. You fish and run your 4th. You're going to run Phoenix. You're going to do the double duty there. You just done a double duty at Texas. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, I looked it up. I can't remember your first two.
Yeah, my first two was Chicago and Kansas.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And so that's going to be 4. Are you planning on running Miami Homestead in the Cup too, bud?
I won't be able to do Miami Homestead in the Cup, but we will be doing the nationwide race there. So I'm really just lucky and fortunate to be able to have 4 this year. I wasn't expecting to have any starts at all. So I just really got to thank Archie and all our sponsors, and especially Zimmer and Forever Hip campaign for letting us do this weekend.
Yeah. Good, Joey. Ed. And I know you're running, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're 20th in points, which that's a real good run. And y'all have had some real good stuff. You've had some bad luck and everything like that. But I know my good friend Tony B. here, he wants to ask you some questions, and you can stay on as long as you want to. But, Joey, I'm going to hand you over to Tony B.
Okay.
How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good to have you on the Pit Stop Radio Show. You're running the, you are going to do double duty in Phoenix.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's going to be a very busy weekend for us, that's for sure, but it should be a lot of fun.
Do you like Phoenix? They've made some changes to it. Did that play in your favor? Is it a pretty easy track for you and the crew chief to get dialed into?
I don't think I would say it's an easy track, but it's definitely a fun track. I've never been able to drive in the old configuration. I raced in the second race ever here when it was reconfigured, and it's a fun track, and I love the short track racing it promotes. And early this year, we had a really strong finish in the nationwide race of 24th. So I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be something. And you say you ran Kansas. Now, that's not a super speedway, but boy, do they ever get around that racetrack.
Yeah, all the mile and a half anymore this year, really fast, and everywhere the Cup cars have been going, breaking a lot of track records. The speeds anymore are really unbelievable.
Yeah, they just it's really incredible. And you know, I noticed that Chicagoland and Kansas and Phoenix and in my mind's eye, those are a driver's track, and to see you at those, and that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, well, thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 21 years old right now.
You're a good youngin'. All right. And your background, K&M Series, ARCA?
Actually, very little, both of those. I only have one ARCA start, and I think 3 or 4 K&N starts. I have a big late model background and some USAR stuff, and then the USAR stuff led me to the Nationwide Series, and I've been doing Nationwide Series since I was 18, so that's where I've been hanging out a lot lately.
Okay. The USAR, did that used to be the Pro Cup or?
Yeah, yep, that's the old Hooters Pro Cup series.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I come from back in the day from ASA.
Okay,
and
oh yeah.
We graduated a lot of great drivers on to NASCAR, but the Pro Cup, and back in the day we had All Pro. I don't think All Pro's even around anymore, are they?
I don't know for sure, but I'm definitely familiar with ASA. We have a lot of that around the Midwest, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was National Safety Director for ASA for many, many years, and drivers like you, just really good to see how they work on the cars, how they change things, with tires and shocks and crew chiefs and some of the finest racetracks all across the United States of America kind of fall here in the Midwest with Salem and Winchester. And, it's just seeing you guys run places like that really will make a race fan out of you really quick.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, Tony, can I? Steven sent me a text. He wanted me to ask Joey a question. Can I jump in?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Yeah, Joey, Steven Wilson, SpeedwayDigest.com, sent me a text. He wanted me to ask you a question. With your limited schedule in the Cup and Nationwide, how is that preparing you and helping you out both in the Cup and Nationwide? Does it help running the both of them, Joey?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the cars, they're so different, but just being on the track that much more, I think, just helped me a lot. I kind of learned what the track's going to do when the different track conditions change, when more rubber's on the track and stuff like that. I think it's helped me a lot, and I've learned a lot up in the Cup side and stuff that's helped me over on the Nationwide side.
Yeah, good. Yeah, Steven sent me that text. But anyway, I've got one of my other good friends, Rowdy Burns is what I'm going to call. No, it's not Rowdy Burns, Joe. It's my good friend, Rowdy Magla. I want to bring him on. He's a big supporter of the sport and everybody, and I want to bring Rowdy back on and see if he has a question for you, if that's okay, Joey. I know you're on a limited time schedule. Rowdy,
yeah,
you got anything you want to ask Joey again?
Yes, I do. Joey, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Joey, maybe this won't get you in too much trouble, but what
question I'd like to ask you. What do you think, Joey, of the full-time Cup guys coming down and running in the Nationwide Series?
I think it's cool. I think it helps us seeing what they can do. But overall, I think if you're going to run full-time Cup, you should only be able to run a limited schedule in the Nationwide Series. I mean, it's really hard to get a ride on the top team in Nationwide Series, that's for sure, with those guys coming down. And
right.
It's hard to get big-time sponsors also. But I see both sides of it. But I think we would be okay if they didn't come down and race every week with us. I think they should be able to race with us, but just a limited amount of races.
I agree with you, Joey. I mean, it kind of takes the thunder away from y'all guys, but you need to run with them. You need to experience running with them. I can see where you need to experience running with them, but you know, I enjoy watching them come down and race. But you know, it's good to. I think they need to limit it just a little bit. They need to put some kind of limits on it.
Yeah, and I think what they do with the points really helped us a lot too. So you can only run with 1 point system. I really like that, and I think that was a big step in the right direction.
Well, good luck at Phoenix and for your endeavors for next year. Looking forward to meeting you.
All right, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Joey. Yeah, thank you very much for taking that question. Tony, do you have any last thoughts or anything for Joey? We're going to let him thank his sponsors because he got a big sponsor coming on this weekend. I think it was last weekend at Texas. I don't know what he's got going this weekend at Phoenix. But, Tony, you got to floor with Joey one more time before we have to let him go.
That's quite all right. Just glad to get with the young man and talk about racing the way we love it. And I'll hand it over to you, Joey, and you thank your sponsors and tell us what you got to say.
All right. Well, thank you. I just got to thank FindDieselEngines.com and Donate Life Arizona for teaming up with us this week in the Nationwide Series, and Zimmer and the Forever Hip campaign for teaming up with us in the Cup Series. Without any of these sponsors, we wouldn't be here this week. And what Zimmer's doing with the new Forever Hip campaign is really cool. They came out with a new vitamin E technology that makes the new hip replacements last for over 3 or 4 years. So it's really cool to see what they have been able to do.
Well, Joey, thank you very much again for taking time out of your schedule. And Tony B, thank you again. And Rowdy, thank you again. And Joey, don't be a stranger, which I know whenever the season's over with, NASCAR is vacationing for a while, but don't be a stranger, bud. I'll hit you back up next year. We'll get you back on, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'm looking forward to being on again.
Thanks, Joey. Good luck this weekend at Phoenix. Be safe, bud.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right, Tony. That was Joey Gase. Any last thoughts, Tony, on some of your Brace Yourself stuff? You got the floor, bud, with you and Paul Cleveland and Stephen Bajinski.
I will tell you this. There is a very strong movement to relocate, Brace Yourself, in the United States of America and very close to Indianapolis, Indiana. And there's some very good things going on. We have some new product lines that are coming out that are going to be SFI approved, and we have SFI approval on many things now, and we are really fixing to hit a home run, save a lot of people, give them peace of mind when they're driving, and our foundation to help people that have been injured in motorsports. Really looking forward to that, reaching out and helping people. But thanks to Stephen Wilson and Tim Despain and Suzanne for the help with Paul Cleveland. Embrace Yourself. Look us up. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And we're coming to the USA. And it's all about, we love motorsports fans, and we want the guys to be safe and drive hard. And with this device, they have peace of mind, and they can do that. And I'll turn it back to you, Tim,
And thank you, brother.
You're welcome, brother. Thank you very much for coming on and filling in with Stephen Wilson. Come on there for a little while because he wanted to do some of that stuff come down from NASCAR, Robin Pemberton, my good friend Kerry Tharp. But thank you again, Tony. And Rowdy, I know you're in the background. Thank you again for being a good friend, a good supporter. And ladies and gentlemen, good night from Talladega, Alabama.
Now I ain't saying the Millie ladies don't know what they're doing. And I've been in love with New York City a time or two. I had some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo. Talking about